Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 29 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 27 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 29 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 33 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 37 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny. 45 degrees.
N9XJ mobile monitoring. N9XJ mobile.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 47 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Partly sunny. 49 degrees.
PAPK testing 1 2 3 3 2 1 test 1 2 3.
Yeah, do a test. KV80DY mobile Illinois City. Your 4x4.
Roger, thank you. Testing PAPK from the office. Trying to get one of the new receivers programmed up and trying to get floats broken out and everything like that. So we should be good, but I thank you for the report and in Lake City.
73 8080 DY mobile.
Radio repair test 1 2 3 1 2 3. Radio repair testing. KPAPDK, clear.
There's a buzz coming in there with you, and there's a heck of a squelch crash in the ND. Keep it up, still here.
Hey, Jeff, I think he knows all that. He's playing around with the remote receivers.
That's
Test 1-2-3-4-5.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, partly sunny, 50 degrees.
Yes, 1-2-3. Good test, Sean. Hey, Paul. Yeah, go ahead. It's the repeater. Red light, no matter what. Gotcha, and you'll need the USB for that. I guess we put it on the list. Feel like running it to me so I don't lose my paid for print spot? Yep, stand by. I'll be on the way. T-3-3-6. All right, I've got one of the cables in my upper right drawer of my desk, and then I've got the computer with power supply is just to the left of my microwave. All right, we'll be in route momentarily. KCAPD test. All right, if you come in off a cast, I'll... As soon as you just stop, and I'll just run out and grab it. Yeah. Paul, you want to call me here or over on work? Paul, you going to be here or on work radio? Yeah, roger that. Either or. You got to just stay here or go over to work. Go over to work, too. All right, I'll see you there. There'll be eight of you. PDK. KCAPDK from W8FU. Yes, I'll go. I assume you're on the wrong one now. Moment, please. If you are, stay there. Right one or wrong one? The correct one currently. All right.
I'll catch you on RPR2. Roger that. KCAP, you catch. W8FU.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, partly sunny, 50 degrees.
W8ABE. KE4 is UIQ testing on frequency. Any on frequency able to give a radio test? KE4 is UIQ. Yeah, I'm having a hard time copying the station there. KE4 is UIQ here. I'm taking out an HT hooked up to a ladder line, J-Pole antenna, Roger.
Yeah, I don't have a very good radio set up right now. I'm on an HT as well, so I think I'm further from the new repeater site, but the call sign was ADHCJ.
Yeah, ADHCJ, I think it was. You got Joe over here in Clinton Township, KE4ZYQ. I got a Bofang hooked up to a ladder line, J-Pole, with a remote mic, external mic, so I'm just trying it out in my exercise room.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. I'm on the Lapeer machine here. I used to live a mile from it, but it moved recently for because of the storm. So, all right, I just wanted to come back and give you the radio check there and tell you your machine seems to be working okay. I do have a little bit of a choppy copy on my repeater, though, so I don't know if it's you or me or what, but ADHCJ.
Yeah, I recognize that call sign. I've talked to you before. I can't remember your name. What was it again?
Yeah, the name here is Chance, Charlie Hotel Alpha, Nancy Charlie Echo. I don't recall the call sign exactly, but it's possible we've talked.
Yeah, it's probably a while ago, but I appreciate it. Hopefully my modulated volume's not real, real low. I got everything up to the max power output and all, but you know these HTs. Well, thanks for the comeback, Chance, the talk, the QSO, brief QSO. Sure it's working. KE4ZYQ will be listening out.
Yes, sir, no problem. Like I said, Bofang on just a Nagoya whip here, but like I said, I'm on the Lapeer system. I don't know. I think you're coming through a different system. But all right, 73, sir, ADHCJ, and I'll be clear.
Yep, take care. Thanks for the comeback again. Like I said, KE4ZYQ clear.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, sunny, 50 degrees.
KWAYC.
KAC and KGL Mobile.
Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 50 degrees.
WCD, this is Katie Wayne.
Good evening to you. This is NAWCD. Well, it was a nice sunshiny day, a little cool and crisp. Pretty nice out there now. How did we do today at work?
Oh, I was busy. It was phone call to phone call. It was one of those things that I don't mind doing phones, but today I was kind of regretting.
Oh boy, one of those heavy phone days there. Yeah, I believe it. Well, of course, you could look and see who was doing 911 for radio today. And I don't know whether I'm sure they probably were pretty busy too. It sounds like just an all around busy Friday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was bad. I felt bad for him, but I felt bad for myself too. I was just like, this is just nonsense. This is a good time to go home. I need to go back and take a nap or something like that.
Well, another 12 down the chute, and you know, hey, you got two more to go. So, you did your time, and you're out the door and head home.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I got tomorrow and Sunday, and I'll be off Monday. They were looking for overtime. I'm like, nah, not this time, guys. Sorry, I'm good.
Yeah, there you go, especially doing them 24s, my goodness, that would be for you doing four in a row, and then two more, so Monday and Tuesday, six in a row, I don't blame you on that one, but you know, really need the extra cash or anything, I don't blame you.
Yeah, no, I'm good with the overtime. I've got my longevity check coming next week, and my pay raise kicks in next week, so I'm good.
I don't blame you there. Share the wealth along there. Let somebody else deal with the overtime. I don't blame you in that regard. It's somebody else's problem. It'll get back around to you again, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right. There might be a time I might take it, but I'm good. My PTO went up almost making like 6 hours a week in PTO, so I'm like, add up the bank there and just take a vacation time or something like that.
Yeah, that's the first there of staying a long time, I guess. Yeah, you're definitely gaining more time off and more longevity, more the benefits there. And,
those early years. They're working at midnight shifts. Some of them, when you don't want to work or something now, it works out pretty good. Definitely is a nice feeling.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. How was your spotter class last night? How'd that go online?
I enjoyed it. It was a good class. I go through a lot of the, a lot of the basics. They do their little quiz online, and you can answer the questions. Pretty much everybody got it right. That type of thing, but just a lot of good information, a lot of refresher, and I enjoyed it very much.
Good. It's nice to do it online, once in a while, but that's good. That's good. Yeah, I've got a meeting with National Weather Service here this weekend, and both. Get online and do a Zoom or Google Meet with them here Saturday, so it'll be good. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing what's up, what's new, and what's going on.
NAWCD. Well, I think that, it's good to touch base with them, where we're at, where you're at, and such. What page they're on and such, and so I think it's a good thing. Like I say, they had a good presentation, had a lot of questions, and they pretty much hung around. I think it was a 7 to 8:30 class, and they were probably done by 9:45 after 9 or so, but the presenters did a nice job. I'm glad you're going to get a chance to meet with them and go over some things the county events and where they're at.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. Sounds like we're aiming for some more storms here in a couple of days, from what I've heard, with the active... active weather this summer, so we'll see how things go and kind of go from there.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Kind of like I say, it's far out and kind of seeing time draws a little bit near where it's at. But yeah, I've heard that too. Kind of again, keeping an eye on Facebook and on their pages and that. So, we'll see what comes up from it. But good to get that class down and the other counties here in the area also spoke out for the class online. I guess there's another one in May if I'm not mistaken. So that would be good.
Yeah, good. How'd you think the net went last night? Were you able to hear any of it, or did you follow along, or?
Actually, I did. I kind of had an ear on the Skywarn, and listened to the net. The question that was asked about the FCC and the various. Definitely want to work from here, but I think the FCC will be a good exercise with that. It seemed like it was good then. I wasn't able to check some of your announcements. I actually did on the Oakland County Digital Net last night. That was at 7:30, and I think I also did there. They're at 8 o'clock last night, too. Like I say, I was able to listen also to the Skywarn class. So it was kind of good for the multitasking type of thing.
Okay, I'm glad. I think the net went well. I mean, we had a decent amount of check-ins. We didn't have as many as we normally have, but sorry, we're getting into better weather and people are busy and stuff like that. But that's all right. Good net. Mike had a good question. And the set was coming up, looking forward to it, and getting things going, preparing things for that. We got a leadership meeting here at the end of this week, so we'll start discussing some of that stuff. And getting things going. So we're geared up for a fun time, a good time. NAWCB, it sounds like you've got some good planning sessions ahead. You meet with the National Weather Service and that. I thought I heard there from Oakland County say something about the National Weather Service. I don't know whether you're just a part of it or just you or however that is, but I'm glad. Active and participating, working together, and I did hear something last night about the potential Oxcom class. If I heard right, I hope I'm hearing heard right, it's not true, but I heard something about that the classes have all been canceled until further notice. Do you know anything about that? I know that they're having a hard time getting instructors for Oxcom. Kind of the big thing. There were some other things that were going on in the background that I won't discuss on the radio, but major point for Oxcom itself is they're finding it hard to get instructors and people to teach out this way in general. Roger that. Yeah, I know what you're saying there. I just wanted to make sure that I was hearing right what they were saying last night. I thought, wow, because I know there was a push to hopefully get something down here. But I'm sorry to hear about that. But the window or the door of opportunity will open itself up again soon. Whatever needed to get it going, we'll go forward. But like you said, a lot of the meeting and the National Weather Service meetings, that's a big thing, a good thing. Yeah, for sure. And we got our task book approved here for District 2. So I'll be distributing that here shortly. Here's the next meeting. We'll be getting that going. I'll touch base with you on the other stuff here out there. Okay, roger that. That'll be good there. I want to make sure I was hearing things right, or I was tuned in on the Skywarn train and didn't catch it right. But I'd also heard too the books are getting to the point where they're ready and stuff. So it sounds like you guys have done a lot of hard work on getting that all prepped and putting the final touches on it. Job well done. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be good. I think there's a lot of good stuff to it. It'll make the task book will make it to where it'll be easier to give a standard of deployment, a standard of where we're at, and then also it'll help us if we need to cover like some down Milton County or something lean or. Where we step up and kind of know, okay, this is what you need to know when you when you cross the border and help out, this is what they're going to be expecting. So. And it gives some organization, like you say, I think what you just said, that given some organization, the blueprint there, and obviously, sometimes there's a little bit of variances, you've got to be flexible, but at least it gives the blueprint that, for region teams here, what is needed here. So, that's, like you say, you guys have worked hard, worked diligently on that.
About a couple other things, and
one of them was like background checks and stuff like that. He had kind of pointed me in the direction that they used out in Colorado. And with it, it also gives us insurance if we ever get deployed. So I'm looking into getting that all set up here and signed up, sign our county up for it, so we will have that used as well.
That sounds like a good plan. From what I've seen on the web, Colorado has sounds like they have a good OxyCom program out there. They really have a good website that's very thorough and a lot of good information there. Definitely kind of looked it over a little bit myself, just kind of checking around. Where some of the other states are. That one definitely stood out to me very comfortably.
Yeah. So it's gonna be good. It really is. So more to come. More to come down the road. But I'm home good, so I'm gonna head in and grab some dinner and relax here, but I appreciate you coming along on the way north, and hopefully you guys have a good evening. And, I heard we're on the upward trend of the temperature. So, no more snow. We can get out and hopefully barbecue here soon.
Yeah, there you go. Definitely with the longer days, and like you said, you're on the upward trend. I agree. That sounds pretty good. Absolutely. But thanks a lot for the ride along. A good conversation tonight, and you're halfway home for work anyway. But you're home right now, and so we'll let you head on with everyone and tell them hello and enjoy your dinner, enjoy your night, get some rest, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Again, thanks for the ride along. 73 to 88 for the family. We'll talk to you again soon. And AWCB is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Yeah, sounds good. Well, Mom, we said hi. 73 and 88 to Mom. KYNU.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 48 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 33 degrees.